You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. We gotta show.
You can't stop it.
I gotta show that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here. Look at my cat.
Let's get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
End of message.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
Next message.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. We got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really, really big.
Big.
So big.
I got to end that song with music. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here we are, Dave and Giggles. Giggles sitting by me. And man, it's been a while since we've been in here.
It's been a long
time.
It's
been too long since we've been in here. Well, we got a pretty fantastic show. I feel like we're really, really like radio voices on. Let's bring it down a little bit. You're all pent up and you're shaking and you're
fine.
All.
I'm fine.
All right. So let's talk about we went fishing last week.
We didn't catch anything.
Well, that's not true. Ryan caught a fish that was about 2 inches big.
That's true.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Just playing with the mics.
Why are you playing with the mics?
Because sometimes the mics are more interesting than you.
That's true.
It's really true.
All right, so tell us what's going on here.
I've been doing a lot of cleaning. My hands smell like bleach.
You do smell like bleach.
I smell like bleach. Well, I wanted to clean the bathroom because we have a special guest tonight.
We do.
His name is John Shannon. He's going to play some songs.
Turn you
for
up
us.
A little bit.
How about that?
Sound better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to play some songs. He's got a CD coming out. He's doing residencies at Rockwood Music Hall. He's got a lot going on for me. He's going to play some songs. I hope that's cool.
Yeah.
You got to check this out.
I was definitely on that, and I was like, maybe I wasn't right about that. Yeah.
So a lot of stuff going on for him, and he traveled all the way up to Queens, to our new studio, to play some songs for us and chat with us. We're going to get to him in a minute, but we got to catch up.
We got to catch up. All right, so I got to know, like, what's the sitch on the baby sitch? Like, what's happening?
It's coming.
I know, we're what, 7 months in?
7 months in, 29 weeks.
29 weeks.
Probably 29 and a half.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Of course I'm feeling good. I mean, you know, there's definitely a little bit of panic.
There's panic.
There's definitely like a, you know, like I'm going to have to be responsible for this living thing.
How do you feel about
keep
that?
Keep it living. I feel good.
Keep it living.
Keep it living. You got to keep it living. You gotta
that's your only sure. job.
It's
you
got
to keep
job.
It living.
Keep this thing alive is the most important thing in my life right now.
Jeez.
And that means, you know, making money.
So would you come out with a definitive name? Brad Bradley?
It's probably going to be Justin Bieber Bradley.
Justin Bieber Bradley.
Or T-Pain Bradley.
I think for the first like 3 months of the baby's life, I'm going to call it Brad Bradley.
All right. Done.
Just
done.
The wife ain't going to be happy about
no,
that.
No, she'll, you know.
You're telling me that when people go around, they start talking about, what are you going to name the baby? You should name the baby this. People get mad.
Well, they don't get mad, but they just have an opinion. Like, everybody has an opinion on, like, your baby's name.
No, don't worry about it. We're cool. We're just letting it breathe. We got to let it breathe.
I really want to talk to him, though.
I know you do. You're, like, antsy. I want to know about the baby. I haven't talked to you about the baby in a while, so I need to know a little bit more about the baby.
All right.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Tell us to shut up. Tell us to get the John. Whatever. Just give us a call. We're here. We're listening. Go ahead.
We're listening. We're talking.
Whatever we're doing.
We're talking than listening. All right, so, yeah, they definitely have an opinion. Like, you say, oh, we're using this person. Oh, what about this? And, you know, oh, that's okay name. You're like, well, you know.
You're how about the one Brad that, Bradley?
Yeah. How about, John, you know. So
how about John Shannon Bradley?
But,
there you go.
You know,
there you go.
There he is. This is so awkward. I really want to talk to him.
All right, then go ahead.
All right, we got to get a better intro than that. No, we're going to give this guy. We can't give him
all right,
this.
Go ahead. Introduce John.
All right, so we have John Shannon in studio.
Was that your intro?
I wasn't ready for it.
Go ahead.
I wasn't ready for it.
You know you like to intro people.
I do.
Go ahead.
To watch them. All right. John Chang, he's a, you know, I can't. This is terrible. You just threw it to me. I wasn't ready, but this wasn't the intro that we had planned. I'm not going to do it. All
right. Tonight we got John Shannon in the studio. John has been around the block. John has been doing some amazing things, like we said, Rockwood Music Hall every Sunday night, right?
Yeah, every Sunday at midnight, yeah.
So why so late? Why midnight?
It's actually a really cool spot because it's like kind of just people who are straggling around Manhattan from the long weekend and other people come in. It's a friend of mine, Freddie Stevenson, had the spot for the last year. This is a great place to develop what you're doing, you know? Yeah.
So do you, like, hope to get anything out of it? Is there, like, an end result with it? Or is it, like,
well,
just
for me right now, it's like I'm getting together my band, like, the new music, the record I'm about to release. So I'm using it to get all that together, the live sound, and also just pick up some fans that are hanging out. You know, it's a great place. People are always coming through there.
Well, you say sound. The sound is great there. Like, it's a nice venue. I've done some filming gigs there.
Okay.
And just the lights and the sound and the vibe, like, they get them in and out. You're like, boom, you got an hour set. So you got to get your crowd in and then out before the next person. You know, where people stay. It's like a weird, like, it could be just empty for you.
Maybe, right, right.
You know, like, because people are, you know, if there's a big name, you know.
Yeah.
Not saying that you're not a, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, like,
just digging a hole. What are you doing?
It's just, I've seen it where, like, you know, some person, it just clears out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's one of the good things about the smaller room, which is because there's two rooms. There's a bigger one, smaller one. And the smaller one, even if you have just a handful of people in there, it still feels nice. It's a nice environment just to, you know, have
now,
a music experience.
What day is this?
Sunday, every Sunday.
Midnight.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like Monday.
Yeah, well, what I call it is the first hour residency, because it's the first hour of the week.
Was that when you took it over from the last guy? Was he same time?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, that's great. You got an hour, like, a week that you can just try out music. You're just like, this is my spot. Like,
it's great.
Do you ever think about doing anything other than music, like getting up there and do a little stand-up?
Look, yeah, I did that last weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, just, you know, forget the next record. I'm just going to tell a couple of knock-knock jokes.
And... just knock-knock jokes. So John and I actually met about a year ago.
Yeah.
Through our mutual friend Catherine, who I keep trying to get her on the show, and I don't know what her deal is. She's just too bashful or something.
Okay.
But we met at the Akron Family Show.
Yeah.
And they're actually playing this Friday.
They are, that's right.
At Brooklyn Bowl.
Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
I got
them going. Brooklyn Bowl.
So everything comes around. So everything comes around.
Yeah.
I think they're actually, the tickets are free if you go to brooklynbowl.com and then sign up for some kind of mailing or something.
Yeah, right.
They do it for free, and then it's like, you just have to show up with the thing, and
oh, that's
in.
Cool.
Yeah,
and music at Rockwood is free, right?
As well, yeah.
Exactly. So it's like it's kind of a great thing that you can go there and see good music for free.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going to the Akron family. Is it Akron or
Akron?
Akron. See, I don't know. I just want.
He's from Florida.
Yeah, I'm not as musically literate, you know.
But what did you go to school for?
Theater.
What, music theater?
Musical theater.
Musical theater.
Hey, listen, it was a free degree.
That's true.
I do not have any student loans. So
there
I do,
you go.
Have a theater degree. No,
I actually have a bone to pick. So this has been happening to a bunch of people I know. If you have student loans, which a lot of us do, except for this guy, they, without telling you, they sell your student loan to a different branch of some kind of other loan. So that happened to me this week. They sold it, didn't tell me. I went to pay it, and they were like, no, we don't want your money. I'm like, what? And we're like, yeah, we sold it. We don't have the information, though.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? How is that legal to sell your loan and then not tell you?
Yeah.
It's just sketchy.
So, like, actually,
we
got to
bring these banks down, man.
If, like, what? If I owed you some money, you know? Like, and I was like, hey, Dave, can I get my money back? Or can I pay you?
I sold
your debt to this guy, you know, with a bigger interest.
I sold it to a Scrap.
Scrap. That's the worst. So I do want to get into some music, because I know we probably got some fans listening to you. What can I ask you right before the song you're going to play? Like, what is your fan base? Like, what will people show up at your shows?
Will people show up?
No. What kind of? I mean, not to, you know, generalize anything.
Yeah,
but like,
I mean, yeah, it's hard to say. It's all different people. You know, I do a lot of guitar work, so sometimes it's friends of the guitar and other people that are just into songs. I mean, it's everybody. I don't think it's really a specific fan base at this point, you know, all ages.
Now, speak a little bit about your guitar. You got a Taylor?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's funny. I was teaching lessons to someone, and through a friend, and he was here from China, and nice guy. He ended up being he's a pop star in China. That's I didn't awesome. Realize this, and he was here going to film school to learn how to act, to go back and like be in the movies and like taking some guitar lessons for me, like through a friend. And he just, this is like a $6,000 guitar, and he wow. just left it with me. He's really? Like, yeah, I'll bring you know, I ended up playing on his record, and he's like, I'll bring you to Beijing, just hold on to this guitar until then. And that was
a while ago. So it's like on hold. Awesome. It's like you'll hold it until you see him again?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in over a year, so.
So it's basically yours. I mean.
He'll call me, he'll be like, yeah, come to Beijing. I'm like, oh, I just can't make it, man.
I can't make it.
I'm so busy.
I just can't do it.
That doesn't seem like a fun, I mean, it's probably awesome, but China just doesn't seem like a fun place.
Why doesn't it seem like a fun place?
It'd be crazy fun.
You guys are up for China?
Totally up for China. Why wouldn't you be up for China?
It's the writing. I can't, like, if I see too much of it, I'm like, I don't know where I am. I think
some cities could definitely be like Hangover 3, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you just got back from Italy. Did you understand Italian?
A little. I mean, everybody kind of, I mean, they're, Europeans speak like 2 to 3.
You don't think
languages.
Chinese speak English? You probably get by all right.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
I'm hearing music in the background.
I don't hear music.
Is that your iPad? What do you hear?
No, I don't know what you're talking. I do hear something. Yeah. I don't know what it is though.
Frequencies.
Is it yours?
Frequencies.
Yeah, maybe frequencies. All right. So let's get to John play a little song for us.
All right. Yeah.
What do you want to play for us first?
I'm gonna play a song from my record, "Songs of the Desert River." This is called "Spirits on the Same Train."
Fantastic.
Spirits on the same train, open your eyes, watching the time go by like the sound of rain. You can call it what you like, into the night, into your nighttime flight like a satellite. Well, the wind blows low when it's calling your name, and the air is still cold outside of the flame. I will not run back to you. We are like the sound and the sound of rain. You are like a lost child on a lost train, in a lost world, in a lost mind. Where we are, spirits in the same sound, open your eyes, watching your time go by like the sound of rain. You can call it what you will, into the night, into my nighttime flight like the birds on high. Yeah, the air blows low when it's calling your name, the wind is still cold outside of the flame. I will not run back to like the sound of rain. Could be like a lost child on a lost train, in a lost world, in a lost mind, where we are. Spirits on the same train, spirits in the same sound. You can call it what you like. Spirits in the same sound, spirits on the same train.
can call it what you like.
Fantastic, John. What was the name of that song?
That's called Spirits on the Same Train.
Spirits on the Same Train.
Yeah.
Off of the album Desert River?
Songs of the Desert River,
Songs of the Desert River.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I noticed something, and I got a lot of questions to ask, because you just got the juices flowing here. But I looked at your website, johnshannonmusic.com.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yes.
Glad I remember that. There's something that flashes up really quick, and I'm talking about really quick, and I don't know if it's, you know, intentional, but is it the Always Follow the River? What is that? You could probably do that quote. I mean, if you look at his website.
No, I know the river will take me home.
The river will take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of the river will take you home. Right. Or is, what is it?
I think it's just another river will
another
take
river
me home.
Another river will take you home. I heard something at the beginning of it. Another river will take
me home. Or no, I know the river will take me home. I know. I'm sorry.
This is not a game show. We're sorry. We're
we don't listen too well.
No. All
right, go ahead.
That's right.
Well, hey, it's just it's a lot of your music seems to be about nature and like mm-hmm. There was a music video that I saw for Hurricane, which I'm hoping maybe you can play.
Yeah.
But if you gotta check, like if you're just listening to us and you don't know who John Shannon is, you gotta check out this video because I, as a photographer, videographer, you know, whatever, I look at this video and the composure was great. Like how he switched, how he edited, how he switched the shots mm-hmm. I was like, visually, it was very stunning. You know, like everything was it seemed like
that's
it matched
great.
Your music. I was, it was nice to see that meld of, you know, the DP and the artist coming together.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's probably difficult for you with like.
Well, and sitting in a field didn't hurt either. You know, it was the calming of the field, calming of the music.
Yeah.
He was taken back. I walked in the door and he was like, "Yo, did you see that video?"
It was beautifully shot. Where did you guys shoot this?
Well, and this is the one on the water, right?
Yeah.
We shot that up in Massachusetts. A friend of mine who did the video.
Yeah.
I chose him because we get along well, and he gets, you know, what I'm doing. And he scouted out a few locations, and this was just kind of on the coast in Massachusetts. And so we drove out there one night and just brought all our camping gear and all the gear. Like, we carried, there were a few people helping us. We had like a jib. We had like a few cameras, you know, all his stuff. We set up a huge tent and went and just started doing stuff that night. And then, which was like the fire scenes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and some of the sunset. And then we got up early the next day, and shot all day. But what was interesting was, you know, when I went out there, I really wanted to connect to nature. I wanted people to see the video and have like a nature experience. And so, you know, I kind of set that kind of intention, right, with the song Hurricane. And the next morning we woke up in the tent to like the most intense wind, like almost a hurricane wind.
Yeah.
And there was four of us in the tent. And we woke up, we were all, no one said hello, no one, nothing. We all just had to grab a corner. Not grab a corner, but like stand up against a corner, each corner of the tent, because we're also on the edge of this kind of small cliff, and the winds were so strong, it was like it was gonna blow us over, and we had all the gear in there and everything. So for like literally like an hour, probably like 5 a.m., just like this, you know, standing with our hands up against the tent.
Somebody should grab footage of that.
Yeah, I think there is some footage on someone's phone from that, but that was really cool because it was like the spirit of the song. Kind of came through, you know.
Yeah. Now, what's the name of the guy that?
Lee Strauss is his name. Yeah, yeah.
It was. I mean, it was like job well done. You know, like when you have a good steak and you want to say, you know, kudos to the chef. Job well done.
Call the chef out here. I want to tell him you did a good job.
Nice.
So I would love to hear Hurricane.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, I have to know. I gotta know because I read about you, and it is possibly the most fascinating thing I've ever heard. So you. We're in Arizona, and you sat in some kind of circle and didn't eat food for 4 days and had some kind of like
It's called a vision quest.
I've
done it a few times. Yeah, I'll totally talk about that.
Talk about vision quest when we come back. So Hurricane, John Shannon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. left to say is the sound of the sun, and the feeling that I'm under is the eye of the hurricane. In the morning when the day is done, and you have to call it off to tell me that you never were there. Who am I? I'm the reason that you walk into the sun again. Who am I? I'm the reason that you don't look back. Who am I? Darling, let go, the sun is in your eyes again. Who am I? Gonna give up so we get back, back. Yeah, 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 yeah. In comes a light from the eye of the hurricane. I keep completing what I thought was the end again. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who's to say it's the sound of the moon? Cougar is among us in the eyes of the hurricane. In the evening when the day's begun, and you have to call it off to tell me that you always were there. Who am I? I'm the reason that you walk into the sun again. Who am I? I'm the reason that you don't look back. Who am I? Darling, let go, the sun is in your eyes again. Who am I gonna give up so we get back, back? Yeah, 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 yeah. In comes a light from the eye of the hurricane. I keep completing what I thought was the end again. In comes a light from the eye of the hurricane. I keep completing what I thought was the end again. Who's to say it's the, who's to say it's the, who's to say it's the eye of the hurricane? Who's to say it's the, who's to say it's the, who's to say it's the eye? Who's to say, it's the, who's to say, it's the eye of the hurricane. Yeah, who's to say, it's the, who's to say, it's the, who's to say, it's the eye of the hurricane.
Hurricane. John Shannon. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
You know, I got to tell our listeners at home, if you can, like, I mean, if you got, like, you know, people around, you're listening around the radio, you got, you know, more than 2 to 3 people listening, you know, you don't have to use headphones. But for headphones on this?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
You sound great on headphones. I took them off because I was like, all right, let me check, you know, mid-song, right, how this sounds live. It sounds great live, but to get into it, you kind of got to get the headphones on.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just, you know, the fact that we're
you're a passionate man.
I'm a passionate. You know, it's great.
Brings
you know?
It closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally does.
Yeah. Brings us
real. I think it's something that I mean, we walk around the city with our headphones on all the time, and we tune out the world.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about headphone music because, like, there was a, like, growing up, I don't remember listening to headphones as much as, like, when iPods came out.
Right, right.
Like, there was a gap. I think, like, in the 70s, everybody was kind of had those huge, gigantic headphones.
Okay.
And then the 80s came, and everyone had boomboxes. Mm. So everybody was, this music was everywhere. Then iPods came out, and then headphones came out.
Came back, yeah.
So, but regardless of that, I want to get into Vision Quest. Tell me about Vision Quest. Because, I mean, everyone's heard of Vision Quest. I mean, you, the idea of it, and...
Well, how I got into it was when I was a teenager, I started going to this place called the Tracker School with this guy Tom Brown Jr.
Case Files of the Tracker.
Yeah, yes! Yeah, you know the book. Yeah,
this guy gets better and better. He gets better and better.
So Tom Brown teaches like wilderness survival, like living with the earth, very like American Indian concept. Not like in a military way, but just learning how to live with the earth, how to track, how to like scout, kind of like a lot of spirit stuff. And
he has a game too where he isn't in the book where he talks about the game where he like he creeps up on a deer and slaps it on the ass. That's kind of like his game for tracking and like being stealth and all that.
Yeah, right. Which is pretty intense.
Really intense. So go on.
So the whole being invisible in the wilderness and stuff and not causing any waves to go out like the way you walk. So all this kind of mind stuff, and it just really. Through that, I just started to really connect to the kind of American Indian culture and being living on this land and all that. And so then it came to me that I felt like I needed to vision quest. Mm-hmm. And what a vision quest is it's, and I think actually every culture, every earth culture in the world has a form of this, probably in Africa and India and But it's definitely mostly known here with the American Indians. And it's just, you're in a circle, like around a 10-foot circle made of whatever, sticks and stones. And you're in there for 4 days. It's like a 4-day fast. There's no food and you just have water.
That's it.
And the common misperception is that there's psychedelics involved, but there's not.
Well, without food for 4 days, you're probably going to have some kind of hallucination. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean,
you'd be pretty right.
It would, you alter, I mean, from a scientific perspective, you could say that the vibrations of nature, you know, when you go out into nature and you're there for a day or more, you just mellow out,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
So there's some, that's kind of in the natural concept of it is that you're not putting any food in your system. So you really start to merge with the vibrations of nature, you know? And through that, you come to just a deeper understanding of who you are, what you're doing here. I mean, it's like a, you know, you could call it like a prayer for maybe a lack of a better word.
Well, spiritual.
Just, it's just, yeah, it's a spirit thing. I mean, and literally spirit is just finer vibration. So back to that, it's just tuning yourself to the spirit of nature, but it's for a purpose as well. It's like, it's far from recreational, you know, it's too, you know, I mean, for me, it's a lot. Everything I do is about my music and how then that whole experience and what I'm bringing to the world through my music. And so, yeah, I've done that a few times, and it's probably not an experience for everyone, but it's a powerful experience. You know,
if you can share, was there like a sentence that came to mind at the end of it? You're like, this is just the thing that's just repeating itself in my mind. Is this like, did you have some sort of awakening, or just it was like, all right, that was good, great, thanks, I'm gonna move, I'm gonna get back to work, or
right?
Did you have a couple of days to decompress?
Well, you know, to be honest, the best way to put it is, you first go in there, and what you realize right away is your mind wants to go to the past or the future, and you start to see that all it does is race back and forth to the past, to the future, to the past, and you see that after about 4 hours. Because you're going, it's like you're going from the physical into the spirit, but you're taking the hard road because you're going through time. So it's like the hours are like days.
Yeah.
And so you observing that with your mind is like the first kind of breakthrough that I guess I had. But from that point on, it's really hard to communicate what happened after that.
Yeah.
Just get a little weird after that.
Like what's, you know, what's a thought, what's real, what's a dream. It all, you know.
After, you're just hanging out in nature.
Totally. But
exactly.
After,
it's so just like being in nature.
But you're surrounded by people. So you have other people there with you, right?
No.
Or you're just alone.
Well, the first time I went, this young curandero, like kind of Mexican.
Last. I would not last at all. I'd freak out. Oh, God.
Somebody took me in the first time I went. Other times I've gone in, I've just gone myself.
So you just have like a spirit leader.
This guy, I met through a friend who takes people into this area in Southeast Arizona, and we just went, me and him, the first time I went. The second time,
But the first time, let's get back on the first time real quick. So you go in with a guy and you're hanging out with him for the 4 days, right?
Yeah.
What? How does communication devolve after 4 days?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I'm not hanging with him at all.
Oh, you go on your own.
He's like, he's kind of holding a space for me.
He's making sure nobody jumps in on your stuff.
He drove us in there. I mean, there's nobody around except for...
But like keeping hikers away from you, because if I want to go on a vision quest, I don't want some family of hikers.
I think you would worry more about snakes and scorpions in Arizona
and cougars.
And
yeah.
Cougars more than people.
There were no people around. This is a super remote area. No hikers.
So he just goes, "All right, buddy, you go that way. I'm gonna go this way. I'll meet you in 4 days."
He basically holds a camp for 4 days, and I go off and find a circle.
Does he have the same thing going on himself, or is he just like hanging out camping?
No, he's like what I would call it, holding the space,
holding the fort.
Though, you know, something he said to me was, I don't have power over certain things like the cougar, so you know,
it's gonna be freaky.
Did you want to quit after a couple days?
Oh, I'd already gone so far into it. You know, I mean, I'd already gone that far.
Yeah, it
wouldn't have made sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
I got this is crazy. I want to do this. Maybe I'll hit a dose of reality.
I'll hold your fort. I'll hold it down.
Hold my space.
But you don't want to have me holding the fort down. No. I would screw with you so much.
It's true.
So you said in that thing that I read, after my vision quest, my music and my life became more clear to me.
Mm.
What was so cloudy before? Like, what was the clarity?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's a vision quest, right? So, like, I mean, our whole lives, we're just developing our vision of who we are and what life is. And it's like a sledgehammer approach to that, to your, you know, spiritual perception, you know? It really is. It's like a sledgehammer approach.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it just hits you hard and hits you fast.
Well, it just, you know, some of it is just hard to put into words, like how it helped something maybe in the sound, you know, maybe it was the way I was hearing. I could hear clearer, and so that affected the sound that I was making, you know?
I'm on a vision quest. Hold on. So, all right, so if what is going on? Why are you moving? So this is the thing that interests me the most, I think, as being a musician myself. How did you hear your music change from before you did a vision quest to after?
Yeah, it's there's no hard and cold answer to that, because it's just all such a process. The way what happened in those 4 days, how it kind of starts to become a part of my life. It's like every day after that. It's like every day, in a lot of ways, because you every day I'm still there.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Because it was so
But can long. You can could we go back, listen to your music before and hear a difference, or is it like
it wasn't like a genre change,
right.
No. It was more
it was like you were playing Nirvana type stuff and then all of a sudden you're back
into like Indian music.
Nice.
Like Garth Brooks to Chris Gaines. You know, it wasn't like a change like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You like that?
So I would say it's subtle, but maybe over time it'll become even less subtle. It's hard for me
That's
to say on the inside, yeah.
I would love another song.
Yeah.
And I would love for you to take us to Graceland.
Yes.
And when we come back, we have a bunch of listeners. I know they're out there. They're listening. And our listeners tend to be a bit, like, meek when it comes to calling.
I think it's afraid.
It's afraid. They don't like to. So I'm going to call you out. And when we come back, hopefully we'll take some callers.
Okay.
And we'll go with that. If we don't, we'll just hang out some more.
Sounds
but I
great.
Would love for you to take us to Graceland.
All right. Let's do it. Mississippi Delta is shining like a national torch. I'm following the highway down the river to the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland.
My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. I have reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. She said losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody knows you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets, looking at ghosts in empty years. But I have reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There's a girl in New York City, she calls herself the human trampoline. And sometimes when I'm falling, tumbling and turning in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody knows you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's a part of me that wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love and every ending. Maybe there's no obligations now. I have reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. All will be received in the land. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Going to Graceland.
He's good. This guy's good. Oh, I love
That's why we got him on our show.
Ah, this is great. So have you done something like this before, like just talking and playing, or are we not the first?
I've done a few, totally, but it's not. This is a unique experience because you guys are
That's pretty much
special.
What we get from everybody. I mean, I love Graceland. I love Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Was like, who? What song or like what was that moment when you were a kid where you were like, wow, that changed my life. That's what
I
want to do.
Well, I really... Oh, you mean in music? You mean with Paul Simon?
Vision Quest and Roy Brown Jr. Ray Brown
Well, I mean, like, was there Tom a moment Brown. In your life when, as a kid Tom. Where you were like, that's what I want to do. I want to make music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as I can remember, you know, even before I played guitar, I used to, when I was like 5 years old, I used to air guitar with like a cane, or you know, like some African cane that my mom had, and I used to watch MTV back in the early 80s, and when I was in like second grade, my dad gave me Zeppelin 4 tape, and it just, I had an uncle who used to lay Hendrix on me when I was in Iron Butterfly when I was really young, and it's just always
Zeppelin
been
is like, it's like there are those bands that when you're a kid, like it's you know, laid out of so many different people. It's just like that, the Zeppelins, the Beatles. You hear them and they change your life.
Yeah,
and you're
true.
Just like, you just open up and you're experiencing something new. Like,
yeah,
getting past all that baby stuff, and
yeah,
and you hear something and you're like, this is adult music. and it changes your life. It's yeah. remarkable. Paul Simon was definitely one of those guys.
Oh, like, yeah.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, that record, Graceland, I definitely grew up listening to that. Absolutely.
So, I also want to talk about, I mean, do you have, want to get anything else we got going on right here before we move on to something else I want to talk to John about?
No, I'm fine. I'm just like, I want to,
You can't even stop. All right, shut up. I'm getting overwhelming response on my iPad over here saying, wow, beautiful, everything.
Oh, cool.
So it's awesome. 646, actually, we got some calling in.
We got to say, we're opening up the phone lines. If you want to call in and talk to John Shannon, ask him to maybe play a song. I don't want to make him like an iPod here, but, you know, if you got something, you're like, man, I would love to hear this guy.
Sure.
And he's down to... down to play it. I mean,
what do you think? He's a jukebox? He can just play anything.
Think I'm a jukebox? What was this?
Caller, you're on the air.
I'm out of here.
Caller, do we have him?
Hello.
Well, hello. What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Right.
This is our friend down south.
Cool.
I didn't even put my hand up or over my ass on this show, and you're all calling me.
We're calling you. We're not calling you. In what world do we call you?
No, you're not hearing me. I've been on this radio show for many, many, many years.
Many years. We've been doing it for two.
I didn't put my hand up. I didn't hit number one to put my hand up, but you called me, and God bless you for doing that.
Thanks, buddy.
Dave and Giggles, www.daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
Only two W's.
915-9228.
I love this guy.
Women who are not wearing any panties or a bra tonight, call in. Rubber will put them back on for you tonight. You have 46 minutes and 19 seconds remaining.
Giving us exactly what's on the website. That's a beautiful thing, my friend.
All right, we're going to let you go, Bubba. We're going to take another call.
Thanks for that insight.
Yeah, so that's our friend who calls from time to time.
Caller on the air.
Who?
I was just pretending like we had another caller. You got to do that sometimes. I think Bubba's our like most dedicated caller. I don't think he can hear us. He can, yeah. Oh, you can't hear?
No, that's
okay.
So the phone lines are open, 646-915-9228. I don't know how you felt about that, but we're going to move on. Yeah, it's great. Good times.
So
I think Bubba needs to go on a vision quest.
Bubba's a good man.
He's a good man.
He doesn't
connect with us. He just
likes to talk and like to hear himself talk. I'm down with that. Bubba, you can call anytime you want. So as far as like day jobs, obviously you do the Sunday night thing. I also find it absolutely fascinating just because it's one of my favorite shows. You also do the music for Louis C.K. show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is... unbelievable. It's possibly one of the best shows on television.
Yeah, it's a great show, right?
An amazing show. Like, he was an overnight, like, this guy is the next biggest comedian. And then he came out with this show. He had a show before, which didn't do so well. But then he came out with this show, and it's nothing like anything else on television.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it. And he's like, you know this better than I, but he has this thing where he just does whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get paid as much as someone like Seinfeld's going to get paid. But he does whatever he wants, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah,
as far as like television goes today, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, what? How is working with Louis?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a band of six of us. We call it Sweet Pro, and it's a piano player. I do all the guitars, trumpet player, saxophone player, drummer, and bass player. Plays electric and upright, and everybody kind of plays everything. We all write, basically. You know, Louis has ideas for songs, maybe references another track or just an idea, and we kind of, you know, we
play
we
that.
Put do you some ever music raise in. Your hand and you're like, Louis, that's just not going to work. I don't know what's happening with this. This is not, you know, or you just kind of like.
Not yet. But it's cool. Yeah, that's a you know, always a fun thing, a very creative way, because we skip around genres, you know, like we'll play something like Afro pop tune, or we'll do like something that sounds like a Django tune, or we'll do something that's like some other kind of music, right. You know, so it's a lot of fun and very creative.
Now,
and
is there a musical director, or is it you guys just going, I think I'm gonna try to do this?
Louis pretty much the musical director.
Does he
yeah, he can't he like just he uses two batons and just awesome. Keeps time. Yeah. No. It's cool.
So how did that land? Like, how'd you land that gig?
The drummer, Matt Kilmer, who's a friend of mine who I play a lot of music with, was called by, there's another comedian named Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
Reggie and he Watts. Was at first doing, involved in it. He's not anymore. But
talk to him. Tell him to come on the show. All right. Just saying. And Louis, yeah, too. Tell him he's invited anytime.
Do you think he'd be comfortable here? Probably.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. Yeah.
So go on. Wouldn't mind your
So yeah, that's kind of how it came about. And in fact, while I'm talking about it, this Thursday at Littlefield in Brooklyn, we're doing a kind of the first concert we've done. We're kind of doing a collection of the music, and then we're going to premiere the first episode of season 3, like on a big screen.
Oh, nice. When is that?
This Thursday.
What time?
At 8 o'clock.
In Littlefield? Where's Littlefield?
Littlefield is in Brooklyn. It's in Gowanus in Brooklyn.
Oh, it's all the way on Gowanus?
Yeah.
Was there a train? Is there a subway on that?
That's probably near the R train, yeah.
The IKEA ferry, you could probably take that, right?
Yeah.
So this Thursday. Yeah.
Yes, this Thursday. It's gonna be a good party. Definitely, yeah. It's gonna be fun.
So, what time does it start? What time is the premiere? 10, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we do doors and we start playing around 8:30. Do a fun set of music, and then hang out and watch the.
So is it like as far as being given this like opportunity to do these songs and write music for Louis and. Has it opened up any doors that, like, you're welcoming in and being like, yeah, I mean, I know you now and we could play together or, like...
Not necessarily, not musically. It's more, at this point, it's more a good conversation piece, really, yeah. You know? And it's, you know...
It's kind of like Dave asking you for a job right there. He's just, like, opening doors, maybe get me in there. Dave is a sort of struggling musician. He plays, you know, in rehearsal halls and things like that, so...
Rehearsal halls.
But plus, I mean, a lot of people really like the music. We just submitted for an Emmy. But, you know, a lot of people, for the music, that is. But most people don't really even stick around to watch the credits at the end. You know, every once in a while, get people like, oh, I didn't know you did the guitars for this and that. But so, yeah, I mean, that's a part of what I do in the daytime. Quote.
So you're
and
like
then,
a working musician.
And yeah, and then I also freelance as a guitar player with many different great artists in New York.
Nice.
Like James Maddock and... Pine Threadgill and Carrie Ed Harmon and Ollie Rockberger and
not to name drop or anything. This guy's good.
Got a shout out to my friends.
No, that's sure, good. That's good. Shout outs are good. Might I say that was a well timed plug. That was great.
It was.
It was like smooth.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think we try to plug things and they just don't.
Well, you just start plugging things like randomly. We'll get off you for a second. Everything's got to be about you. But so you're mentioning all these people, and then you're playing with those people at the Louis show, and you've also played with tons and tons of people. Like I saw like Sonya Kitchell,
who I forgot to mention.
And like these are amazing musicians.
Yeah,
like when you get together with them, do you guys write together?
We combine heads on a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's different in every case.
When you get together, because like these are like powerful musicians who have their own creative forces and they're writing a song.
Yeah.
How do you get together and be like, well, I got this tune. Will you back me up? Or will you get together and be like, hey, I got this idea. I got this idea. Let's meld them together.
Well, for those gigs, it's more they're writing the majority of the songs. And the stuff I'm writing a lot of the times is my own parts and just ideas about the arrangement.
Yeah.
But in terms of putting ideas together with other songwriters, yeah, I mean... not that much with them. It's more just like kind of creating the vibe live. It's like freelancing is very, for me right now, it's a lot of just live playing. Yeah. Some studio stuff as well, but
what do you like better? You like live or you like recording?
I'm a live musician. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I like being in the studio as well, especially if I'm, you know, really into the music and feel like I'm there to contribute my own style or sound to it. It's hard for me to go in the studio and be expected to kind of just be a guitar player. Right. I mean, I can do it, but it's not as fun for me.
So here's your perfect situation. You're in the studio and live. So you can't get better.
You're
than
right,
that.
Man.
You can't get there better than that.
Best well, of life, both worlds.
Life sound is good. Can we give
You're
away,
just sitting here just like writing stuff down. What do you got?
Can we give away a signed CD?
Yes.
All right, sweet. So
will you give it away?
We will definitely mail it. On my oath, I will mail this. I know we've got a few people out there, Mags and... Kate, and there's a couple people we haven't mailed CDs to, but we're getting to it. There's been a lot of things, but we want to give away a signed CD.
All right, so first caller, second caller.
Oh God, let's hope we can get a first.
All right, no, first caller gets a signed CD, and Giggles has said he will sign it.
I will mail it. If you email me your address tonight, I will mail it tomorrow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing, and it will be signed.
It'll be signed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I won't even touch it. I won't sign it. Well, I'll let him sign.
We don't want you to sign it.
There's no reason for me to sign it.
You guys can sign it too. Why not?
Come on. And we'll all sign it. I love it.
So we're gonna get into, I think, another song here. You're getting getting ready to do that. Before we do that,
yes.
I do want to give a shout out to.
See, here's his shout out. This is how he does his shout out. Before we get into something else and forget about what we just talked about, I want to give a shout out.
I want to give a shout out to the people in Florida. Hurricane Debbie came through, flooded a lot.
Figures, it's always Deb.
And the people in northern Colorado, there's wildfires. I feel like Debbie.
Well, there's tons of stuff going on right now. We also had the floods up in Minnesota, was it?
Duluth,
Minnesota, which I've been there.
Yeah.
That's where Dylan's from.
This is where Dave and Giggles talk about how up there are current events. Current events. Oh, this flood. This happened. The fires. And, all right, we're going to get into another song here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna film this one.
So call in 646-915-9228. Call gets a signed CD, and if you call during his song, I won't pick up, but I'll wait for it. So just hang on there. All right, so John, cool.
This is a new song from my upcoming record. Actually, it's called City Lights, and it's kind of just about staying in touch with nature in the city.
Kind how do you find, like, being such a natural guy, like being in the nature?
Yeah.
How's city life for you? Do you have to get out every once in a while?
Yeah, sure, but it's you know, you just have to stay in touch with the elements that are still in the city. I mean, the city is really still a part of the earth. Like,
sure.
I was in New Mexico, and this American Indian lady told me that all of Manhattan is made of quartz, you know, and quartz, the natural properties of it is it's very energetic, it's very busy, and it attracts people. So there you go. Manhattan is, that's what Manhattan is. So it's all organic, yeah. You know.
That's wild.
And maybe I'll answer that a little bit in this song as well.
I love it. Thanks.
Sights and the sounds of the city. Yeah, when the moon is down low and the time is just a mystery, you make me wanna believe that it's all gone down in the city. Yeah, if time was a lie, we don't care much about that. I can believe wind still blows in the city. Way up high, sun travels across the sky. Down below, river runs round the city. Did you know? Did you know? Or did you have another place to go? Sights and the sounds of the city. Yeah, when the sun is down low and the time is just a myth to me, make me wanna believe that it's all gone right in the city. If time was a lie, I know we don't care much about that. I can believe rain still falls in the city. Way up high, moon rises to the sky. Down below, river runs round the city. Did you know? Did you know? Or did you have another place to go? sights and the sounds of the city. Yeah, when the moon is down low and the time is just a mystery, make me wanna believe it's all gone right in the city. If time was a lie, I know you don't care much about that, but I can believe the wind still blows in the city, way up high. The sun travels across the sky, down low. The river runs round the city. Did you know?
Solid work, man. This guy's like, I just keep talking about
it. He just gets all jammed up.
I get jammed up.
John is our first of our summer music series, and thank you for coming out for that.
Yeah, thank you so much,
and,
man.
And send musicians our way. Yes, we used to have a tradition where if you came in as a musician, you had to send another one our way.
I dig that, yeah.
So feel free to do that.
That's awesome.
And I want you, I'm sure you're not going to take any offense to this, but the fact that we didn't have any callers there,
they
get afraid. You know what I'm saying? So maybe,
I wasn't even thinking about it. No, it's all good.
646-915-9228. Offer still on the table for free CD, signed by John.
I want to do the Vision Quest. I feel like if
John... Do you really think you could do a Vision Quest?
I could do maybe like 2 days. Maybe 2 to 3, just to like get my... I love
it. You feel drawn to it, you could do it, man.
He talked about this. I was like, that's what I need. Need the Vision Quest.
You do it before the baby comes.
I have to do it before the baby comes.
Could be good preparation.
I'd tell you, of course,
you'd freak out, man. You'd freak out to the max. That's how it goes.
You're like a nature guy in the city. Like, I can't...
You're a Florida boy in the city.
Yeah, it's true, but at least I got the backyard.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It looks good. It looks good back there.
I put the Christmas lights on for John.
You do. So you need the...
Appreciate that.
You only have one tree back there, but... The hammock.
It's in the wrong place. It's not a single person hammock.
Yeah.
So Thursday, just to reiterate, Thursday you got a gig at the Littlefield?
Littlefield out in Gowanus.
8 p.m., 8:30?
8 p.m., yeah. Right. And every Sunday at Rockwood.
Nice.
As well.
We're going to come check you out. Maybe,
And if I could drop one other show that's happening.
Yeah, do it.
Great show is tomorrow night if you're out and around. At the Canal Room, I have another group with called The Shift with another great songwriter named Nick Casarino. And, we're playing tomorrow night at 10 at the Canal Room. So it's a whole week of festivities, man. Tomorrow, Thursday, Sunday at Rockwood.
Yeah. I think we're going to try to make it out Thursday.
We should. Oh, Thursday's baby.
Yeah, you guys should come.
Baby night.
I could do
baby
tomorrow.
Night. Baby nights. Baby
we're
night.
Doing the midwife classes. Not midwife classes.
Did you get a new midwife yet?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We moved on. We got a. We're taking birthing classes Thursday night, and then we go. Something else is happening Thursday. Thursday's like designated baby day until when it comes out.
Every day
is baby day. Yep. Listen, I want to before we wrap up, or as we're wrapping.
As we're wrapping up.
Thank John Shannon for coming on.
JohnShannonMusic.com.
Yeah, he's got a gig tomorrow. Canal Room, got a gig on Thursday at the Littlefield Gowanus, and then Sunday at Rockwood. Stage one or stage two?
Stage one. Every Sunday throughout the summer.
Nice. Midnight. Listen, first hour of the week.
I want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me, man.
This is awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
And if you could call in before the show ends, you should get the CD. If not, I'm taking it. 646-915-9228. John, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're welcome back anytime you want to come.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem. All right. That's the show.
Good show.
Yeah. Good work. Good work, everybody.